Chapter 3, The Reluctant Entrepreneur. We often let our passion down. Our connection to our passion is so tenuous. We start a million projects, only to forget 2 days later, or 3 months, or a year, why we were passionate about them in the beginning. Half-completed projects become a way of life, unfulfilled dreams, crowded closets, files that stack up, the sign on the store, once new, now faded, the bike parked in the garage, idle, that we were going to ride every day without fail. Sum it all up, and it comes down to this. We lose interest. Somebody wakes up in us, and sometime later, somebody else goes back to sleep. It's the same for all of us, to one degree or another. And yet, how do we explain that we all stay the course successfully at times? Does it mean that entrepreneurs are born, not made? That our passion is highly specific? That the absence of passion is evidence that we're missing something innate or that we don't have the right stuff? I don't think so. I think there exists in each of us the aptitude for striving, and that the passion is there to fuel it. Understanding your passion is the key. Understanding how it works, the unsubtle and subtle shades of it, is critical to your finding your entrepreneurial gifts. Sarah, the owner of All About Pies, will help you get there. In The E-Myth Revisited, I first told the story of Sarah and how I worked with her to transform her relationship to her business. Taught her a different way of thinking.